Hello and welcome to Orbital, the Gadget 360 podcast. I'm your host, Akhil Arora, and today we're going to talk about all things Black Friday, which is sort of, you know, today, if you're listening to it when this episode came out. To do that, we have the amazing Harpreet Singh.
Hey.
Hey, Harpreet, how's it going?
All good. How are you?
Yep, all good. So can you, for people, for probably the 1% or 2% who have never heard of Black Friday, can you please tell them what it is?
So, yeah, Black Friday is the day right after Thanksgiving Day in the US. It officially sort of marks the beginning of the holiday season in the country. And this is when all big box retailers have been offering deals, possibly the biggest deals of the year throughout. And the tradition used to be like the stores would open up really early, or probably even on Thanksgiving night or early morning on Black Friday, and people would just rush into the stores to buy stuff for like literally like throwaway prices,
which I guess sort of happened a little less the past couple of years.
Last couple of years, you know, online shopping, even before the pandemic, the online shopping trend has been catching up,
right?
And people now prefer to just simply avoid the rush and just buy things online.
So like, from what you heard, like, do we now get like almost equal discounts online, or even sometimes better, or is it, are there some deals like worth going to stores in the US for people?
Yeah, so there are some deals that are better online. I mean, the price itself is just matching. But there are some products that are only available offline. If you look at Best Buy or Target or any of the offline stores with their websites, they won't ship a specific product. For some reason, they won't ship that specific product to people. And it'll be like, one of those last few stocks available, which is only present at certain outlets. So they'll offer those things offline. But anywhere, I mean, for general things like phones and stuff like that, most major electronic products are still available online at a very good price.
Right. So we're sort of, you know, talking about people who cannot sort of go into stores. It's talking about people who are living two continents away. That's what our audience is for. So we obviously focused on, you know, what people can buy online and ship here. So how do you actually go about that if you actually want to participate in Black Friday US sales from India?
Yeah, so there are two ways to go about it. One is if you look at a store, say Amazon, that does already ship some of its products internationally.
Right.
So these, if you spot a good deal on any of these products, it's very easy to get something shipped internationally. Amazon will list this, the shipping as well as custom duties and everything, and you'll pay for everything upfront. And once the product actually gets delivered, and if there's a difference in customs, which is generally works out on your side, you'll get a refund.
They get a refund. Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah,
Yeah, that's like the best case scenario for buying Black Friday deals, for getting Black Friday deals during from India. But in case you find something that's not being shipped internationally, or if you find something on Best Buy or Target or any other store, then you have to rely on either a third party courier service to ship it for you indirectly. Or you have to, you know, worst case, you have to, you know, rely on a relative who would be coming over for holidays to just bring it personally, provided it doesn't exceed their legal limit for carrying products. So, yeah, these are a few ways you can get products shipped from Black Friday.
Sales. And how does it sort of work in terms of the pricing? Right? You called Amazon the best case scenario because you get all the pricing up front. You don't have to worry about.
So for if you're really shopping on Black Friday, you would want something that is so exclusive, something that's not available in India, firstly. Two, even if it is available here, you want something that is like really dirt cheap. So if you consider something, say like a mobile phone accessory or a gaming device like a Nintendo Switch or something, which is going to cost you, you know, much less if you buy it from US, but you have to factor in your shipping and custom duties as well.
Right.
So if something is like that usually costs $15 is available for like $2 or $3, then it'll effectively work out in your favor. But if something, the discount is not huge, and if you factor in shipping and customs, then you'll probably end up with something that's not worth your time or money.
Yeah.
So you have to consider a lot of things.
I was also asking, like, you know, in using like an Amazon, even if you're buying from Amazon, should you then consider using these third-party couriers, or is it always best to just stick with the price that they're offering from on their own site?
Yeah, so the thing with Amazon, if that product is not being shipped internationally, then you have to naturally go to a third-party service. But if that, if you want to just compare how it will factor in, the third-party service will actually cost you slightly more than what Amazon would. And plus, it would be slightly more time-consuming since the product will be shipped to their warehouse in the US, and then it gets shipped to you. And then you are never too sure about how much you're going to end up paying for customs, because those guys will not charge you upfront for any duties. You'll pay that all on delivery. And so it's just, at the end of the day, you have to pay whatever they ask. But on Amazon, you, if that product is shipped internationally, you will know how much you are paying for shipping or how much you're going to pay for customs right up front. So that's a slight advantage. But Amazon has a very small list of products.
Yeah, customs also not upfront with the third-party couriers, right? Like only when the product arrives here, then you'll get a notification saying you have to pay customs.
Yeah, customs is like super tricky. I mean, there are times when you would get a product shipped to your place and customs would treat it like so gently. They wouldn't charge anything or they would charge a really low duty. To at times it lands in a very different port and you end up with, you know, with a very heavy custom duty. I mean, it's never been very consistent. I don't know why, because it's probably because the product maybe doesn't sell here, isn't available here, and they don't have clear marked prices on it or whatever. But yeah, customs is very tricky.
Yeah, well, like, you would sort of hope that this would become like a, just like a, you know, I mean, they could simplify it. Like, you, I mean, I guess they don't want to encourage, I don't know, outside India shopping, whatever, but like it should just be like a, I go to customs or whatever, gov.in, and there should just be like a drop down list, right? Like what choose a category, give me the percentage value, like make it simpler for people to actually like live their lives, right?
Right. Yeah, there are third party websites that let you do that, but even they are not, even they are not very consistent. I mean, at the end of the day, if you ask somebody in this line, they'll just tell you, okay, it's up to that custom officer who gets your product and it's his call. So you can charge whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's not really something you want happening, right? Like, because then it's, which is why like the Amazon route is much preferred then, because then you know, okay, if they are bringing it, then, you know, you are getting charged that value, what they are citing, at least around that value.
Yeah, I think that's why they also have a very small list of products that they're going to ship internationally. So they're very crystal clear, okay, this is going to be the duty for this product, this is going to be shipping, and that's it. And they don't want to play around with a lot of products. I mean, like, you can't directly get Kindles imported from Amazon US. You can't bring in very heavy stuff and stuff like that. So that's slightly clear from this end. Yeah.
So I've also like heard of these. I mean, I've never really tried them like fully, but like there's also these other sort of third route. Sometimes it's like, you know, sort of get it like you just the way you get it from like a, you know, your relative. You can get it shipped from like the apps which offer you like get it shipped via people who are flying, right? So like someone's flying from US to India as like a civilian, and they can carry like certain products because they have a lot of space in their baggage. So have you had any experience with these apps or heard talk to anyone who has?
Yeah, I personally tried any of those yet.
Right.
I think it all comes down to how much you're willing to trust somebody with a product and what you're actually trying to ship. But yeah, that could be like one way to get something across. But then I think people already travel with so much stuff. I don't think anybody's going to risk or, you know.
No, but I think what I've seen is like there are literally apps where you can, as a traveler, you can advertise yourself and say, I am going on X date from this country to that country. And then I have like, say, space for this much. And then they get a fee as well. So like they get payment for this service.
Yeah, that's something I should try. I haven't tried those things before. But yeah, that way it makes sense for somebody to just carry your stuff to the other place. But yeah.
Yeah, although I have like, I feel like this is like circumventing, like I feel like customs at some point, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's legal, as long as these guys are carrying stuff that is within the limit, whatever that is, then that's okay. But if they're not, then obviously these guys should declare whatever their stuff they're bringing, pay the duties, and then just ask you, okay, just pay the remaining or cost or something.
Yeah, you pay extra, exactly. Yeah. Right, so I think we've covered that much a lot in detail. Let's move on to, you know, what are these, What kind of action deals have you seen this past week?
So, there were a bunch of early Black Friday deals that have been live for like almost a week. Apart from gaming, there have been like decent discounts on Apple Watch SE on Best Buy. There have been one deal that was on Best Buy, I think. It was for a Nintendo Switch console with Mario Kart bundled. And they were like effective savings of $80. But all these early Black Friday deals are somewhat for people who want to avoid the last minute rush,
right,
or the disappointment of, you know, having the product run out of stock. But yeah, everyone should essentially just wait for the actual sales instead of like buying it earlier, unless you're planning to gift something to somebody. But yeah, buying it on sale day itself, I think it's more efficient. You're likely to get a better deal that day, because others, if somebody drops their price, others are more likely to match it.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's what sort of makes it the easier as well, right? Like the gaming stuff, I think I've seen, like, I think that's like an annual tradition has become as well for like all these game big sort of manufacturers, PlayStation, Xbox, and have already sort of started their sales, I think, either start of this week or
yeah,
I think even before that. For the PC gamers, there's like the Epic Game Store has also like started discounts. Nintendo, I remember, started their sale as well, I think last week sometime. And that's kind of sale is like not even limiting, right? You don't have to think about all the stuff you just talked about, you know, like having to wait for like shipment and all, unless you're going for like a, you know, disc variant. You're just going, if you're happy with the digital discount, then you know, they're just open for everyone. And that's the good thing. Like, this is, it's be like, in that sense, they've taken Black Friday across the world very quickly, because it's just a website for them. So they don't care if it's a US customer or Indian customer, as long as, you know, the sales applies to every store they have across the world.
Exactly. Yeah. Virtual goods are like, I think in the last few years, I've spent more on virtual goods than any physical items during Black Friday sales. So be it games or VPN subscriptions or domain names or web hosting, stuff like that.
Yeah, even like, I think newspaper, I remember like seeing it literally, I think a couple of days back, The Economist was also advertising saying, we have a Black Friday. I was like, okay, I guess even publications are getting into the Black Fridays now.
Yeah, this is the time when people actually start spending a lot of money. So
yeah, exactly. So I feel like everyone's trying to capitalize on that sort of holiday spending, right? Like, give us like some portion of the money that you have set away for this huge season, please. Thank you. Although I feel like in India, people sort of already like deep into that, right? Like, we've already deep into our festive season. So I feel like a lot of your budget has probably already been spent, unless you were keeping something aside for like thinking of Black Friday. You probably like spent a lot already.
Yeah, somebody who spent a lot of money during those Diwali sales is probably already deep into EMIs and stuff by now.
So. Or dreading the next credit card bill. It's like, oh, okay, that's already big. I don't think I want to add to that. Like, Diwali is literally like, you know, 3 weeks ago. So maybe they haven't paid that bill yet, and they were, you're asking them to add more to it with Black Friday. Anyway, so what have you seen from like, you know, past sort of Black Friday that like, all of them you have observed, what tend to be the sort of best products to go for from India, you know, considering the shipping and import duties you're paying on top of things?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, things that are hard to find here, stuff like a Nintendo console or something, there are, depending on how you want to get things shipped, there are really good deals on Kindle e-readers. Essentially any Amazon product that's like not available here. A Ring doorbell would be at a very good price. Kindle e-reader would be at a very good price. If you are having relatives bringing over stuff, you could get an Apple Watch that would be really cheap compared to Indian prices. I wouldn't really say bring a phone or something like that, because then the custom duties and everything, it'll just blow up the whole thing. But yeah, if you're like getting accessories for your cell phone, cases that are not available here, essentially anything that is very hard to find here and is available at a good discount. I know people who buy a lot of clothes during Black Friday sales from US. I don't know why, but yeah, those are also at like really cheap prices.
I mean, I'm sure, like, we're not really in the fashion sector, but I feel like there are probably like, you know, designs that never end up here, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, overall, if you consider pricing and everything, if something's not available here, it's like you can't really compare pricing wise, but it's like a good excuse, like, yeah, it was at a discount, so why not? So yeah, But yeah, essentially, this Black Friday will be more like more or less like last year itself. Almost all the shopping will be done online, and even though stores are gradually opening up everywhere, but yeah, online will take up everything.
Which is like both good and bad, right? Like, cause like it's good because you might get more deals to choose from, but then it's bad because you might even have more competition when you start to try to click those buttons.
Yeah, exactly.
And it doesn't help that some of those deals might unlock like at very weird times, right? Because they'll be like, all right, like we're going to start Black Friday at like 9 a.m. or like 9 a.m., you know, Pacific or Eastern time. And that means you have to be up like at some ungodly hour here to get those deals.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be one thing. I mean, if it's something you really, really want and you're expecting a very good deal, then yeah, I don't think people will mind. But yeah, the time difference is going to be a factor.
Right. So I think we haven't really spoken about that yet, but Black Friday has tended to be not like just day-long thing anymore. We've talked about how early deals have been going on for a while. And Black Friday even tends to extend over the weekend and all. People sort of have to do like last-minute things. And it even goes beyond the weekend. So, Harpreet, can you talk about that?
Yeah, so a decent chunk of deals do end up running up till Cyber Monday. That's the Monday after the Thanksgiving weekend. And Cyber Monday was essentially more about virtual deals. It was supposed to be a Black Friday for just the virtual goods, but then even Cyber Monday deals start going live just before Black Friday and stuff. But yeah, a good chunk of leftover Black Friday deals will be available on Cyber Monday itself so yeah, if in case you miss something, you should try out those deals on Monday as well.
And this is like, has it like, it just become like a mega carnival of like overlapping, or are there some deals which like only sort of unlock after the weekend?
It used to. I mean, there were like really exclusive virtual deals that would only unlock on Cyber Monday. But now it has just become a branding exercise from Black Friday. They just move that banner to Cyber Monday and the deals are literally the same.
It's like go into Photoshop, create two versions, and the minute Monday comes, like, haha, ye banner dal do, wo purana ho gaya.
Exactly.
Right. Any sort of closing thoughts, Yona? Any advice or tips you have for people?
Yeah, nothing very specific, but yeah, the only major difference this year could be because of that, the whole global chip shortage and shipping delays happening all around for supplies and stuff. The good stuff, as always, will run out much quickly this year. I was just scanning through that Nintendo deal, and on Best Buy it's already sold out. So a lot of good things will sell out very quickly.
Is that the regular one or was it the OLED version?
No, the regular one. The regular one is the one that had that deal, right? The bundle, right, okay. The Mario Kart offer, and it's sold out. So, but yeah, I mean, things will keep coming back in stock and you should try multiple stores and stuff. But if you are serious about buying something, you should not wait and expect a lot of delays as well. Since you're already buying international, so add in a factor of another week, since a lot of deals may be back ordered already. So yeah, that's about it, I think. But yeah, just stay away from shady stores. Don't buy anything that just says Black Friday, or don't buy random stuff on just Black Friday -something.com. Go on trustworthy stores as well.
On blackfriday.com, yeah. So,
yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's going to be a scam, and you can't get your money back that way.
Yeah, there's also like the added issue, right? If you're using credit cards outside India, there's not even like it's the second factor of even like entering your OTP. Like you will just use it, your money is just gone. So you don't want to give your credit card details to such companies, you know, which might end up like defrauding you later, all you know.
Yeah, a lot of people just shop on international websites for the first time and they're like, hey, I was just waiting for the OTP. Where's the OTP? There's no OTP. Money's already gone. So just
other annoyance is like also the money conversion thing, right? Depending on the bank or the card you have.
Yeah.
You're going to be charging dollars or whatever, wherever you're paying.
Yeah.
Which means you'll have added conversion fees and then scooper bank fees and then whatever nonsense and all that added on top of it already.
Yeah. To be successful at Black Friday, you have to have a good, probably a big calculator by your side. So you just sit there and make a lot of calculations and stuff. And then you're like, okay, this deal makes sense.
Yeah, this deal has gone from giving me 30% off to probably like 6% off after all shipping and converting the new deal. I might as well just buy it in India.
Yeah.
So, which way, I think the tip about, you know, that if your products, your tip about, you know, just products you can't get here, I think that's what you really should be going for. If everything else, you know, it sort of might not actually be that good a deal that is for US customers.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Harpreet, for joining us and, you know, giving us all the black thread again.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. That's all for this episode of Orbital. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadget360. You can write to us at podcast@gadget360.com, and we will see you with a new episode next week.